Today on Chatabout, we talk about electric vehicles. Beltrami Electric Cooperative's Electric Vehicle Car Show is coming September 28th during National Drive Electric Week. Angela Leasing of Beltrami Electric has the details coming up next on Chatabout. Chatabout is sponsored today by Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, First National Bank Bemidji, and Beltrami Electric Cooperative. Angela, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kev.
So you are working with some people to put together an electric vehicle car show.
Yes.
And that is coming up next week, right?
It is, next Thursday, September 28th.
And how long have you guys been working on this?
Well, this will be our fourth annual event.
Oh, okay.
That we've held at the co-op, and it's just gotten bigger and better each year. We've had more cars, more attendees, so we're really excited for this year's event.
So, I mean, you are an electric cooperative, so I understand why you would be interested in this, but it's an interesting thing for you to do. People think of electrical cooperatives as places where we care about, you know, lights to our house and, you know, running our furnaces, but now you guys are in the powering a vehicle business.
We are. And, you know, we really want to be the member in the community's resource for information on them.
Okay. And so, obviously, you know, I'm starting to see all the charging stations popping up here and there in Bemidji. So there's getting to be more and more of those. But there's not a lot of places to get an electric vehicle in this town yet.
There's not. We currently don't have any dealers that have signed on to be EV dealers at this point.
Okay.
I think the closest would be there's a Ford dealership up in Roseau. And then, of course, towards the metro area, there's quite a bit.
Okay. So you're bringing in a bunch of cars for us to look at, right?
We are. We have some co-op vehicles that will be on display. We'll have our Chevy Bolt, Beltrami Electric's EV, that we'll actually be able to provide rides to people that attend the event. And we'll also have a Ford F-150 Lightning from Minkota Power. And then Ottertail Power Company is also going to partner with us for our event. And they are bringing in a Ford F-150 as well and a Ford Mach-E Mustang.
Oh, nice. All right. And so that's September 28th, and that's going to be out at your place.
It is. It's going to be in our garage area at the co-op.
Okay. What have you found to be the response to people about electric vehicles in general up here?
A lot of people have the idea that maybe they don't work in the Northland because of the cold temperatures that we endure. So we like to kind of, you know, let people know that, yes, they do work, and we've got several members in our area that actually have them and love them. And this really gives people the opportunity to visit with those that actually own them and learn from them and find out their experiences with charging, with range anxiety, and just how fun they are to drive.
Range anxiety, that's a good point, because it's running through the country going, where's the next charging station?
Right. So what's really funny is that, you know, 80% of charging for people will be done at home at night. So if you're just running back and forth to work, if you're making short trips, you may not even be charging every day. But it's those long range trips, if you're going to, you know, do across the country or maybe to this up into the southern part of the state or Canada, that you will want to plan out your charging, you know, route. A lot of cars will do that for you. Like if you key in your route into the computer, they'll tell you where and when to charge. There's a great infrastructure map of public charging throughout the whole country. So depending on where you're traveling, it will map that out for you.
So do you know off the top of your head, when I leave Bemidji, how many miles before the next charging station? Do you have a rough estimate of that?
Well, there's different types of charging. There's level 2 charging, which is like a 240 volt. And there's a lot of those throughout the state. That one's going to take a little bit longer for you to charge at, depending on the level of your battery. You know, you think of it like your phone. If you charge your phone when it's at 70%, you know, it's not going to take long to get full. If you let it completely die, it's going to take a little bit longer. Cars are the same. And different cars have different size batteries, and the amount of a charge they can take is at different speeds. But if you're looking for a DC fast charger or the Tesla chargers that they have throughout the state, you know, there's not as many of those, but you can charge much quicker. You know, Bemidji does have some Tesla stations over next to Marketplace, and I see cars charging there quite a bit. But from here, if you're going to the metro, there's places you can go towards Brainerd, you can go towards Benson. You know, there's a quite a good route. And then if you're going up to the North Shore, there's a great charging route that way as well.
Question I would have next, as one who's never experienced an electric vehicle yet, how do you pay for juice?
Well, that's a great point. You know, if you're going to be charging at home, a lot of people are putting a charger in at their house. So they'll put in like a level 2 240 volt charger, and then they'll connect it to our off-peak program, which that allows members to charge at basically 6.5 cents a kWh. So it's okay. Very affordable. It would be probably 1/5 of cost of what you would spend, you know, in a gas vehicle. And if you're charging publicly, you know, the rates vary. We've seen rates from 25 cents a kWh, 35 cents a kWh. Some chargers charge by the minute. But I would say if you're charging, for instance, our Chevy Bolt, if you were to take that to a DC fast charger and maybe you were down to 25% battery life and you were to charge that completely full, it would probably cost anywhere from $15 to $18.
Okay. So a full tank of power versus a full tank of gas. Do they go relatively the same amount of miles or?
Well, different cars have different ranges. So depending on the battery size, our Chevy Bolt has an average range of about 258 miles. You know, that will be about 20% less in the winter if you account for cold weather, you know, traveling with wind, depending on the number of people you have in your vehicle. There's a lot of different factors that go into that. There's some Tesla models that have 300 to 400 miles of range. The new F-150 has over 300 miles of range with the extended battery on it. So there's different models that will get you different ranges.
Well, obviously here in northern Minnesota, it's very good you're going to have some F-150s there and pickup trucks for people to see, because that's a very important thing here. And I think the biggest question I would have, and I know I've heard people talk about, is, you know, I want to pull my boat, I want to pull my camper, I want to pull my fish house. What kind of torque does an electric vehicle have compared to a gas-powered vehicle?
Well, it has more torque.
Really?
It has more power. The only thing that we have noticed and we have seen from experience with the F-150s is that your range does drop down quite a bit when you're towing something. So if you're going to be traveling, let's say, to Lake of the Woods, you know, you'll probably want to try and find a place up there to charge before you come back.
Okay.
But yeah, it'll cut your range down, but it has much more power than a regular gas engine.
Interesting. Wow. And so this is all part of National Drive Electric Week, which
yes.
is, of course, an awareness event, I'm guessing.
Yep, this is the 11th annual, and it actually runs from September 25th through October 3rd. So there are a lot of different events throughout the nation and throughout Minnesota that will be holding events like this for electric vehicles.
Okay. So, and you know, obviously, as an electric provider, you know, that's something that you want to provide to people. But you guys are very, very enthusiastic about this.
We are. And really, we want to be, you know, members' resource for finding out information and really directing them on the best way to charge these vehicles. We really feel that it's important to, if you're going to be having a vehicle being charged at home, to really get it on our off-peak program. That way you're not hitting the peaks on the grid and you're getting that lower rate. And so really managing, you know, the charging infrastructure as it starts to come online is very important. And we like to be able to communicate and provide that education to members in the community so that they are aware of that.
And you'll also have the opportunity, if you go there, to talk to people who actually own electric vehicles and learn
yes.
what goes on.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of members that are bringing their own vehicles that they'll have on display and be able to answer questions firsthand. We'll also feature a EV owner discussion panel at 5:30 during our event, where we'll have 4 to 5 members that will get up and talk about their experiences and answer questions from the group.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there will be questions, you know. How many people have gone to this in the past?
Last year we had over 150,
oh, wow.
And
okay.
so we're expecting more than that this year. We'll also have our brand new Polaris Ranger Kinetic, which is 100% electric UTV on display. And we'll have some e-bikes there as well from Bemidji Sports Center.
What is the front-end cost of buying one of those vehicles compared to a gas-powered vehicle?
Well, that depends. You know, they range anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000, depending on the type of car you want, the manufacturer style, the range of batteries. And on new cars, there is a tax credit of $7,500. And through the IRA, there's also a tax credit for used EV cars of $4,000 that will help you offset that cost for that vehicle.
Again, it's the it's your electric vehicle car show next Thursday.
Correct.
September 28th. And what are the times again?
From 4 to 6:30.
Okay. And then with the owner's discussion at 5:30 in your big garage.
Yes.
Where you have the rummage sale every year.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, in the same spot as the rummage sale.
All right. If you know about the rummage sale, you know where to go for this show. What other things are going on at Beltrami Electric these days?
Well, at this event, I was going to mention that we'll also have, you know, appetizers and refreshments for the crowd to enjoy. So we encourage people to stop out and check it out, you know, sometime during that time.
All right. Well, Beltrami Electric is involved in a lot of things. I know you had your rummage sale. Didn't you have a golf tournament?
We recently had a golf tournament in August to raise money for the United Way, and we reached an all-time high of $17,500 for the United Way of Bemidji area. So we were very excited for that.
Well, awesome. And got anything else coming up that we should know about and start putting on our calendar?
Well, we're always working on things. That's for sure. You know, we always look at events. So,
well, September 28th is the electric vehicle car show at Beltrami Electric in the garage. And again, several different types of vehicles on display.
Yes, we'll have a variety of Tesla vehicles. We'll have, I said, the Ford F-150, the Ford Mustang. We'll have our Chevy Bolt, and we'll have a Chevy Volt, and several other different manufacturers' cars will be there as well.
Angela Leasing is a communications specialist with Beltrami Electric Cooperative. Angela, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Kev.
Today on Chatabout, we talk about electric vehicles. Beltrami Electric Cooperative's Electric Vehicle Car Show is coming September 28th during National Drive Electric Week. Angela Leasing of Beltrami Electric has the details coming up next on Chatabout. Chatabout is sponsored today by Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, First National Bank Bemidji, and Beltrami Electric Cooperative.